Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin, and today is December 2nd, 2021. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through the end, and chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. So if you have your copy of scripture, will you read along with me? This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house, and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with others justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this temple which bears my name and say, "We are safe"? Safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching, declares the Lord. Go now to the place of Shiloh, where I first made my dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these despicable things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called to you, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did in Shiloh, I will do now in this house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave to you and your ancestors. I will thrust you from my presence just as I did the fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim. So do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah or in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to arouse my anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves or their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place. O man and beast, on the trees of the field and on the crops of the land, and it will burn and not be quenched. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices, and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command: obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their own evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. From the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servants, the prophets, but they did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors. When you tell them all of this, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore, say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips. Cut off your hair and throw it away. Take up lament on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned this generation that is under his wrath. The people of Judah have done evil in my eyes, declares the Lord. They have set up their detestable idols in the house that bears my name and have defiled it. They have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the people will no longer call it Topheth or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will burn the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. Then the carcasses of the people will become food for the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness and to the voices of the bride and bridegroom in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become desolate. At that time, declares the Lord, the bones of the kings and officials of Judah, the bones of the priests and prophets, and the bones of the people of Jerusalem will be removed from their graves. They will be exposed to the sun and the moon and all the stars and the heavens, which they have loved and served, and which they have followed and consulted and worshipped. They will not be gathered up or buried. They will be like dung dying on the ground. Wherever I banish them, all the survivors of this evil nation will prefer death to life, declares the Lord Almighty. Have you ever been caught in a lie? A lie where at some point or another, both parties knew the truth had been left behind and falsities had been brought into the light. In this moment, there are two options. You can come clean and ask for forgiveness, or continue to bury the truth under more lies. When you double down on deceit in this way, the only one you're now trying to convince is yourself. This also results in not only hurting the one that you have deceived, but also hurting yourself and your reputation. It takes humility, albeit delayed, to realize you have broken someone's trust and now ask for their grace. This was God's word to the people of Judah through his prophet Jeremiah. The people were living in a two-faced reality in which they were only fooling themselves, for God sees the heart of humankind. Here's the scenario. God's people profess that they follow the decrees of Yahweh by sacrificing and worshiping in the temple regularly. They attend worship out of habit. And while this is pleasing to the Lord, they falsely believe this is all he requires for them to be his image bearers to the rest of the world. In Jeremiah 7, we see, however, God clears his throat and repeats to them the words he spoke to their ancestors on the shore of the Red Sea. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you, he says. In other words, God requires that his people live the way he tells them to, so that his presence can reside with them, thus leading to their well-being and blessing. As we know, it is truly impossible to keep every command, and we know that there is only one who will be able to do this. The God of Israel knows this as well, and is asking something deeper of his people than just keeping a list of laws. He wants us to treat others the way that he treats us. In Exodus 34:6, God declares himself to be compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. This is how he deals with his children, and this is what it means to obey all of God's commands. Judah is guilty. Judah is caught in her own lies. God's people forsake the widows and the orphans. They're unfaithful to their spouses. They oppress the foreigners. They worship gods that do nothing but distract them from the God who actually saves. In this chapter, they now have a choice: to double down and continue hurting themselves in these infidelities, or repent and ask for forgiveness. Jeremiah brings a sobering word to God's people. While you might feel safe in the temple, your misdeeds are actually laid bare before the eyes to whom you must give account. God sees and he knows. God forgives. Will we repent?